Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here it comes. Swung on, line to left field, and it is a base hit. Here's Witt around third. Here's the throw to the plate. And Nicky Lopez has his first big league hit and his first big league RBI. One pitch after Whit Merrifield got his 500th career hit.
There it was. First knock for Nicky Lopez. Finally joined the fray late in the game as the Royals jumped on Texas early and win it 11-5. And Lopez in his debut successful with the RBI single for his first major league hit.
Well, that's okay. I mean, he had a big fly ball in the first inning that advanced a runner to start.
Oh,
his,
I saw a lot of the claps in the dugout.
Lot of claps. People
lot
very
of
happy
claps.
About that. Very happy about that. Very happy.
Love to do that. Production.
Yeah. Very good.
Choked up on the bat with two strikes.
Yep. Fought off a couple of pitches.
Took it the
very
other way.
It was very good.
Advanced the runner. Oh, yeah. Did all those
absolutely.
Little baseball.
I was doing
that,
too.
Great.
I was like, all right, there's a five-pitch AB. It's productive.
That was a good at bat. I mean, we were all very excited about that, right?
Look at his pitch selection. That's really good.
Really good. Really nice. Nicely done by Nicky Lopez last night. Fun to watch his debut, right? Was it not fun last night for everybody to watch Nicky Lopez make his debut in Major League Baseball? I think it was. First time, I think, the Royals probably had a pretty captive audience since maybe around opening day. Everybody wanted to see, you know, what he was going to do, and people were dialed in to see Nicky Lopez get her done last night.
Well, and tip of the cap for them beating the brakes off the Rangers when everybody was dialed in, too.
Yeah, no kidding. And that you're right about that, Ryan. I mean, there's something to be said for going out there and taking care of business when people are watching. I mean, in baseball, you have very limited opportunity to capitalize on people watching your every move. Opening day is obviously one of those, and then probably the playoffs. And then when you call up a big-time prospect who you expect to be part of your future and part of the next wave of success here in Kansas City, people are tuning in for that, and they tuned in last night, and they got a really awesome offensive performance, a very fine pitching performance. Duffy kind of labored through about five innings or so. The bullpen did a decent enough job last night. But that was one of those performances where that's the type you have to put on when you're on the biggest stage. And for the Royals, the last time they were on a stage that big, quite honestly and sadly, was opening day, because then they went on that 10-game losing streak right after the first weekend of the season, and a lot of people said, see you later, I'm out, call me when something happens. And Nicky Lopez, something happened, and they called them, and people watched last night and listened last night, and the Royals put together a great effort last night and won a baseball game. And it's just fun watching a kid make his major league debut. Obviously, I'm a little more biased about this one than I am, you know, other things, because I've been looking forward to Nicky Lopez for almost 2 years now coming up to this big league level. So for me, it was awesome to watch him take at bats, to watch him hit a ball into left field and move a runner over, and then finally to get that hit. And I think the cherry on top is every big moment this organization has had in the last 5 years, Ryan's been on the mic for it. And there he was again for Nicky Lopez's first major league hit right after Whit Merrifield got his 500th hit in his career for the Kansas City Royals. So back-to-back pitches, the kind of leader, the best player on the team who just moved positions for this kid, gets his 500th hit, and then boom, on the next pitch, Nicky Lopez laces one to left, drives in a run, and the Royals pad their lead a little bit at that point in time and go on to win that ball game last night in grand fashion with 11-4 or whatever the final ended up being last night. But, man, those are cool moments, and I don't think any other sport can deliver kind of the goosebump cool moments. And as Ryan said before the show started, he goes, baseball just gives itself the opportunity to be romanticized about. And I think last night was kind of one of those romanticized moments that you have a kid making his debut, getting his first hit, Whit getting his 500th hit, and the Royals put together a really nice effort, one of their better efforts of the season last night, and win the game as well.
So. Yeah, I mean, that was a whole lot of fun. I like, too, that Whit actually started the game. Like, there's any question I'm in.
Yeah.
How about a leadoff double?
A leadoff double.
Let's get this thing rolling. Get dirty early.
He's always dirty, isn't he?
Yeah, it just felt like he's like, okay, let's. It is what it is. Let's go.
Right.
This guy's batting behind me. I'm going to set the table a little bit. Let's see what we can do and jumpstart an inning. And obviously they pounded, you know, 9 runs in the first 2 innings,
mm-hmm.
and got off and rolling, which was really cool to see. And it was really cool too. The Royals obviously providing a suite I kind of like the visual anyway of the family sitting in regular seats, kind of all squished together, like sweating. Mm-hmm. They were kind of like all in their own little space, but you could see still. I was just watching the individual reactions of all the people that were up there, and that was just kind of fun to watch.
It always is.
I like when they cut to them, but for the romanticizing part, I like where they're sitting in the stands and they're all kind of huddled together and they're fretting. Yeah. But it's really cool by the Royals. Like, hey, here's a suite tonight. Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy. Royals taking care of their family.
Here's night number one. This is a big night for you guys. Here you go.
Right.
Whatever you need.
And hopefully in a month, Bubba Starling's family is sitting in that same suite watching him make his potential major league debut here in Kansas City. If we're going to follow the plan of bringing up Hosmer in May and Moustakas in June, bringing up Nicky Lopez in May, and maybe bringing up Bubba Starling in June. So, yeah, it really was cool. I thought
it's a nice top three family interview as well.
I was just going to get to the family interview. I thought the family interview was outstanding. You know,
Maybe second to only Brooks Pounder's mom having a tall boy in the interview.
Yeah,
that was great.
That was really good. The family interview was interesting because they had mom and dad and the brothers, the agent and the girlfriend not included in the family interview. That's like when you're dating somebody and you bring her to your sister's wedding and she has to pose at the end of all the family pictures so you can cut her ass out, you know. So they didn't have the girlfriend up there.
His brothers were cheesing too. They were really embracing the moment.
But I love when they were talking about going to Chicago in 2 weeks and how like the hundreds of tickets are already flying out the door and everybody wanting to see Nick.
Goldberg said 400 already as of last night.
I bet that is true. I mean, like, the kid's from, you know, Naperville, and that's a big suburb of Chicago. I think it's the third or second largest
Naperville.
City in Chicago, and so he's got a lot of friends. He's just a good guy that probably everybody likes and wants to be there to see him. And, you know, you're doing it in Chicago on the South Side. Tickets aren't a premium at that ballpark, so you can probably get like a 2-for-1 special up there in Chicago to go watch and play. So everybody's cashing in. All of a sudden, the White Sox are going, man.
Cut Rate Field or whatever the name of that place.
It is Cut Rate Field, I think. Honest to God, I think it is, with the arrow pointing
down.
Yeah. Yeah, the arrow was like that's not a good, you know, thing to have on your stadium is the down arrow, but whatever, the sponsor pays the money, so you move
guaranteed
on.
Guaranteed rate field.
Oh, that's what it's like. I thought it was Cut Rate Field. I honest to God would have
nice
believed it was Cut
it.
Rate Field, right? You're like, it's Cut Rate Field. It's yours.
I just remember they had the arrow down, and everybody's like, oh, no, this is terrible.
Yeah, it's awful, awful logo to have.
They're going to bring your rate down, you see.
That's right. I understand the concept behind the company.
Not the stock down.
Not for a stadium. I probably wouldn't use that for the team. But yeah, like all of a sudden the White Sox lines are ringing and they're selling 400 or 500 tickets last night because Nicky Lopez got called up. Like, he may be the new
Dad,
Tim Tebow.
Dad, you going to see Nicky down at Comiskey?
Yeah, we're going to drive into the city and see Nicky. But yeah, that's the new Tim Tebow effect, I guess, for Major League Baseball. Is now the Nicky Lopez effect that is having its pull right here on Kansas City. And also now on Chicago.
Carried away.
Nicky Lopez has officially sold more tickets in Major League Baseball than Tim Tebow has.
Nicky Lopez fever has swept now 2 states, is what you're saying.
That's right.
No, 3. I mean, you count Kansas, you count Missouri, you count Illinois.
Nothing's going on in Chicago. This is sweeping them.
Well, I mean, you know, what else is going on? They didn't get the number one pick last night. They didn't get Zion. Their hockey team's not in the playoffs anymore. Their football team can't find a kicker. Now, this is big. This is it. The other baseball team, well, they're in first place.
I guess you could maybe lump Nebraska into that mix.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can. And all the states kind of touch. Kansas touches Nebraska and Missouri.
Very loyal bunch, the Omahans.
Yeah, they go anywhere.
Omahanians. What is the word I'm looking for with how you spread disease? I don't know, either way. That's how they
syphilis?
Contracted. No, that's not the word I'm looking for. Words are hard at this time of the morning.
Infectious diseases?
Yeah, either way, that's how it spread. It's because they're all touching.
Yeah, they're all touching, yeah. So
wash
Kansas,
your hands after you.
Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Illinois all
Nicky
touch.
Lopez fever.
And you got to throw in Iowa in there as well because, you know, Iowa's part of that kind of, you know, touching too.
Well, I mean, at that point, they're all touching, Bob.
That's right. So everybody's
for Alaska. The only states safe from Nicky Lopez fever are Alaska and Hawaii.
Correct. And we don't really care about those states.
Well, you do. I think you want it to spread everywhere. Lopez tried to take it all in.
I was actually less nervous than I thought I was going to be. But yeah, definitely butterflies. I tried to take it all in when I went out there. Kind of looked up and, you know, just took it all in and saw all the fans and, you know, the bright lights, the big crown in the center field. Try to take as much in as possible today.
And the third deck.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the third deck. Yeah, I was talking
always,
to my...
That's always the biggest adjustment.
I was talking to my guy, majors. Coach Luke, who coaches softball with me, and he threw out the first pitch Friday night at the game. I go, what'd you think? Your first time out there throwing out the first pitch? He goes, yeah, and then you got that third deck. I'm like, exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about. Big. Third deck adds so much and makes your knees weak out there.
Lopez on picking up his first major league hit.
That was one of the more emotional times of, you know, just as I, you know, of my career. I was at first base looking up, seeing all the fans cheering, seeing my teammates cheer. I vividly remember looking at home plate and Witt standing there cheering for me too. So, and then I looked up in the press box and saw my parents going nuts. That's when, you know, it hit me a little bit. I was like, wow, this is crazy. This is the way that, you know, I dreamed of it happening when I was a little kid.
Hey, if you remembered all that, good job. He did take it in. Good job by him.
You know, that we talked about the wedding day kind of thing yesterday with him and enjoying the moment. So he took our advice is what we're getting at here, Josh. He definitely took our advice and took it all in and absorbed everything that was going on.
Sure, we were the only people that let him know to enjoy that day.
Well, we were the first. I mean, he did join us at 8:30 yesterday morning. Who else has spoken to him before then? Nobody. So, yeah, we were the first ones to do it. And when you're the first to give the advice, then you're the ones who get credit for the advice being taken.
How humble is it for him to say that I always dreamed as a little kid that my first major league hit would be an RBI single?
Right. Because my first major league hit, you always dream about hit one over the wall,
right,
parking it, you know?
I just wanted to bust the bat and find a hole. That was it, you know?
I really wanted to have, like, that King Griffey Jr. moment where it was, like, first pitch, just swinging and then just gone.
Yeah.
That would have been enjoyable. But
Nicky Lopez, you know what I did? I helped the team. I went the opposite way, got us an insurance run late in the ball game to put this thing out of reach.
I always dreamed as a little kid I'd get an Oppo Taco RBI my first hit.
There it is. And Witt would be there at home plate greeting me, too.
The real
exactly how I drew it up. Yeah,
the real star of yesterday was Whit Merrifield, as, of course, they got his permission.
Is this the Alex Smith moment for the Royals? It
very contagious, well, by the way. That
very
was
well
the
could
I
be.
Was looking for.
As Merrifield opted to, I'll go ahead and play the outfield. I'll make room for this.
Right.
And I'm not going to throw a stink. I'm just going to be a good team dude.
I feel like I worked, you know, and turned myself into one of the best second basemen in the world, really. And now it's best for this team for me to play outfield. And I'm excited for that challenge. I'm ready for that challenge. I'm excited for Nicky. You know, I really am. He's a great kid, a great player from what I've seen, and I'm excited to see what he can do up here. I really think he's going to help our team. And at the end of the day, I'm sick of losing. I really am. And we think he's going to make us better, and whatever he's going to make us better is what we're excited for.
Well done, Whit.
Yep. Great answer. And I think the initial reaction trademarked is that you hear Whit Merrifield say, I'm one of the best second basemen in the world, and your initial reaction is like, wait a second. But, yeah, he is. He's one of the best second basemen in the world.
I'm just going to make note of this first.
I'm looking forward to the challenge of playing the Patriots.
I'm one of the best in the world.
That's right.
But I will move.
I will move.
Yes.
I look forward to the challenge of moving. I am one of the best in the world, but I am willing to move to the outfield. And he's right about that. That, you know, that's like, you know, somebody saying, I'm the best driver in the world. Well, you can find people that are better drivers. But when you say you're one of the best second basemen in the world, you're one of 32 people, or 30 people, I guess you could say, that is starting at the big league level in Major League Baseball, at the highest level of baseball. Yeah, Whit is one of the best second basemen and was one of the best second basemen that this world has ever seen. And so now we've got ourselves one of the best second basemen in the world playing right field for the Kansas City Royals because he's tired of losing and wants to open this thing up a little bit. And the Royals are undefeated since Nicky Lopez has been a member of the team.
I don't know about the best the world's ever seen, but he's...
Currently, I should say. Yeah, that's bad choice of words by me. But currently one of the best in the world.
We can play a full edition of Hyperbolic Bob in the first 10 minutes of the show today,
Ryan.
That's
really good. I'm just trying to keep in check.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Maybe he needs his own money. Not talking about Nicky Lopez. Next.
You know, they understand the challenges ahead of them.
Fesco in the morning.
Did you ever figure out 7-Eleven guy's name?
No, I have not. What do I need to do? Go in there and go, hey, what's your name? I guess I could.
Just maybe even preface it by saying, hey, I feel like a jerk for not even asking 5 years into this relationship.
Yeah, what your name is.
But what's your name?
All right, I'll do
pretty
it.
Simple.
I'll do it. I don't have a problem
pretty
with
simple.
That.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. It hasn't for 5 years.
Well, I mean, you're in there like for 5 minutes. You're grabbing your stuff. It's 4:30 in the morning. You're barely awake.
Apparently, you guys have a lot of conversations. I would just think you'd go for it. Yeah.
Seems to always be talking to you about the Chiefs.
Yeah. Chiefs or whatever's going on. Royals. I mean, back in 14 and 15, we talked a lot of Royals baseball.
Do you think he knows who you are?
I mean, he brings it up every time I'm in there, talks about sports.
So he probably does.
Right.
You're a real jerk.
I guess I am, man.
Get this guy's name.
I'll have to ask.
He's never had a name tag on?
No. Well, I mean, it's, you know, what time of day it is. Like, who's
What's
coming
the likelihood that he's listening
flair?
Right now?
Maybe pretty good. I think he gets off around this time. Like, he works like 10 p.m. overnights. Yeah.
You should get that figured out.
Well, I could get it figured out for you. So I feel like
if you're out there, 7-Eleven guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're listening right now, and you've spoken about him for like the last 5-6 years. Text in, tell us what your name is, 69306.
Or just call us, we'll put you on the
that
air.
That too.
913-576-7610. Or if you know the guy really at like 119th and Quivira that knows the 7-Eleven guy, he works over there by the Jamaican KU bar too, the KU Mon.
Wait, is that a thing?
They're all over
Have
the country.
Have you seen those KU Mons all over the place?
Yeah, they're all over the country. They're KU bars. They're sanctioned KU bars that are all
Jamaican,
over the country.
Kansas bars.
They're Jamaican Kansas bars, yeah.
I didn't even know that
we
was a
first
thing.
Stumbled upon it when we were in New Jersey, New York, for the Super Bowl that year, Josh. And we saw people were going to ask us where we were watching the KU game last night. We go, well, there's the sanctioned KU Jamaican bar that's here. That's a chain. It's called KU Mon. And so we thought about going to there and watching the game. One thing led to another. We ended up at Yankee Stadium watching a hockey game and seeing CeeLo give the double bird at the end of the song because he was getting booed in a fur coat. So that's what we did instead of going to the Jamaican KU bar, the KU Mon sanctioned
or
bar.
Or they teach you how to read. One of the two.
I think
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think it's a Jamaican KU bar.
So what do you like? Because you've had 5 years of conversations. Are you like chief and buddy in this guy every time?
No, it's just what's up, man.
Hey,
he does a lot of the talking. I listen. I hear what he wants to say, what he's going to talk about, and what's on his mind. I feel like I'm Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells, when he was coaching the Giants, used to go into 7-Eleven every morning and talk to the folks to figure out what they were saying about the Giants. Like, he actually cared, unlike some coaches. He would go in and talk to them. So what'd you think of the game last night? People would give him his opinion, and he'd sit there and, you know, shoot the bull with these guys. And so I'm kind of picking up where Bill Parcells left off. I'm kind of the Bill Parcells of sports talk radio.
There it is. There it is. I'm glad we got that. Yeah. Slushy McSlush face.
No, it's not. That's just wrong. That is just rude. That's just wrong.
Steve, Bob, and Steve, Jeff, and Oswald.
Nope.
Also suggested. Nope. He doesn't look like an Oswald.
No. What does an Oswald look like?
Did you ever see a Drew Carey show?
Yeah.
He kind of looked like an
Oswald. Kind of did look like an Oswald.
Is
yeah.
that guy's name Diedrich Bader?
Yeah.
That was a good pull.
Yeah, that was... Wow.
just move on past
yeah,
that.
That's random. Yeah, okay.
That's not hitting like an Oppo knock RBI single there. You went for the Griffey that time.
Yeah, that was a ripping and Griffey type one there. Diedrich Bader.
That's right, too.
Did you get up on the 15th of May thinking a Diedrich Bader reference would happen this morning?
I mean, he's been in a couple of good movies. He was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Did he have a talking point?
He did, actually. He said, oh, what a lovely tea party.
Yeah, I guess he does kind of look like an Oswald, yeah. Like an Oswald is kind of like a guy who just goes, duh. You know, like he kind of looks like that guy, yeah. Diedrich Bader. Good Lord.
Nailed that one.
You really did.
Anybody want me for bar trivia? I'm available.
He was in Napoleon Dynamite, too?
That's news to me.
Huh. The hell did he play in Napoleon Dynamite?
I've always thought Shazam's the best app, but IMDb's got to be the second one, right? I get down some rabbit holes with that thing.
Yeah,
and that's what you're doing right now, right? Looking up this Diedrich dude?
No, I'm looking actually on Wikipedia right now. He was in Office Space. I knew that now that I see that. But Napoleon Dynamite, he played somebody called Rex. I don't remember Rex from Napoleon Dynamite.
I got my tater tots.
Who puts tater tots in their pocket? Like, that's something you do when you're five, not when you're in high school.
Hot pocket.
OJ. Gives you a hot pocket.
OJ.
OJ does. Yes, yeah, he's
OJ definitely does. He's not stuffing cookies. He's stuffing tots.
Yeah, tots.
Peter King has officially also crossed the side of, like, Mahomes honk, right?
Mm-hmm.
He calls Mecole Hardman, the Chiefs' first pick at number 56 in the second round, a "In Mahomes We Trust" pick, which is kind of fantastic. Makes me think of money for some reason, like he should print his own money.
Yeah.
He calls it the "In Mahomes We Trust" pick. Mostly, I wonder if you could ever say that a rookie picked as low as 56 that was in the draft slot of the Chiefs' top pick, Mecole Hardman, would enter the season as the rookie with the most pressure to produce at a high level from opening day.
Yeah, I said that when the draft happened. Yeah, and you guys thought I was nuts about that. But when you got a guy who's potentially taking over for an explosive wide receiver who can't find a way to get on the field, yeah, I mean, you're taking the production that number 10 had last year and the last couple of years and maybe removing that from the equation, and you trade it up to get this guy, and there's pressure on him from the fans. I'm sure there's pressure on him from the organization and the media to go out there and basically duplicate what number 10 has brought to the table over the last couple of years. It's going to be hard to do.
And I think I still think unfair to do.
Sure it is. I would, of course.
I just don't feel like we need to place the pressure on him. He may feel it internally, and there may be the one for one, but it's not going to be a one for one, I don't think, with him at all.
I don't think it is either, Josh. I don't think you can say that, but I'm telling you where the pressure is going to be. Like, every game that he plays, whoever's announcing that game is going to say, Mecole Hardman, comma, who replaced the explosive, you know, Tyreek Hill, comma, is off to a slow start or something. Like, yeah, there's more pressure on this kid because of where the Chiefs were and who their quarterback is and who their head coach is than probably anybody coming out in the first round, because you're essentially replacing the most explosive wide receiver and offensive weapon in the NFL.
I just have a hard time thinking they're going to use him in any way, shape, or form to the level they even used Tyreek Hill his rookie year. So I don't know if they're going to put that kind of pressure on him. We'll see when they line up. But, I mean, you've talked about DeMarcus Robinson for like a couple years now.
Yeah.
He's obviously going to get more of an opportunity. You'll expect, knock on wood, that Sammy Watkins is healthy, mm-hmm, and ready to be a bigger contributor. I just don't think they're going to put him in those. I don't think they're going to give him the end of rounds and use him all those things that they did so dynamically with Tyreek Hill in year one. I would be shocked if they did any of that with him. I think they plug him in the return game and give him some spot duty at wide receiver.
No, I think they're probably going to try to utilize him as much as they possibly can. I mean, Andy likes those toys, and he is a toy. I mean, who were we talking to yesterday that watched him at the University of Georgia? I was talking to somebody who was a University of Georgia fan. I can't remember now. And they were talking about him. Oh,
Brad
it was
Keller.
Brad Keller was talking about how explosive that kid was, you know, down in college when he was playing at the University of Georgia. But the Mahomes We Trust type of pick is a great compliment for a second-year starter, but exactly what I've been saying with Patrick Mahomes for, you know, the day that, you know, all this stuff started with the off-the-field stuff. And if you believe in Patrick Mahomes and you believe he is your quarterback, you don't need that other stuff. And so I do believe it's an In Mahomes We Trust pick, and whoever they surround Patrick Mahomes with will put up very good numbers because the quarterback coach combo lends itself to that way. There's a lot of belief and a lot of trust in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes as one of the deadliest duos in the NFL right now from an offensive standpoint.
69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. And in this case, turkey does jump out. Next.
You think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to your face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
Fesco in the morning.
.69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. Anything you want to riff on?
Well, little Reggae Wednesday here on 610 Sports Radio, huh?
We're an hour away from $1,000.
Trying to remind you to ask for the 7-Eleven guys.
That's right. Thousand on the 30s coming up at 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30. So you're an hour away. And then remember 72881, the text number for that, for your shot at $1,000 coming up at 7:30.
He listens to Bob Marley every morning when I'm in there. So he got the real music going, not whatever this is.
I don't really know what this is.
You typed in reggae and this is what came up?
Sure did. I'm more of a Peter Tosh
although
fan
this
than
is,
a Bob Marley.
I was going to say, this is probably another Marley, though.
Could be. Ziggy. It's not Ziggy Marley. It's like Ziggy's brother, Bob's other child.
Carl.
Carl Marley, yeah.
Like a Carl Marley. Sometimes, well, all the time, it's good to be in America.
Yep. Always.
If you're in Turkey, if you happen to just be in Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Istanbul.
Yeah.
Used to be Constantinople.
It's true.
Yeah. People don't know that.
They might be giants told me that.
Who?
People that sing that song.
What song?
Istanbul was Constantinople.
Well, yeah, Turkey Istanbul. Jumps out.
But Turkey does jump out.
Mm-hmm.
For this instance only, you can watch the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals.
Good.
You cannot watch the NBA's Western Conference Finals.
Too late at night or something?
Yeah, West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll show West Coast games. Or Enes Kanter has been speaking out about, you know, what's happening there.
Right. What is happening there? Does anybody know?
Vocal critic of their president. And so they're not showing... They're not showing those games because he's playing for Portland.
Okay. So so NBA fans in Turkey are being penalized.
Correct.
Because Enes Kanter is speaking out against the government.
Correct.
Could you imagine if they did that in the United States? No professional sports would be shown ever again on television.
They didn't show any Blazers. They didn't show any Blazers games all postseason.
And professional sports in America on TV would be done.
Apparently you could get it on a you know, subscription, but their main sports network.
Uh-huh. What would they sandwich between weather and the new baby giraffe at the zoo on the local news?
On the local news, more weather.
Yeah, you can always add more weather.
Always
here's
more
Tom
weather.
With more weather.
Yeah. Well, since we're not allowed to show sports anymore, here's Tom with the forecast. Tom, it's gonna rain. Back to you.
Here's a baby giraffe. Yeah.
So their S-Sport, which apparently is their main sports channel in Turkey, didn't broadcast any Blazers games all postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, since they're in the Western Conference Finals, they're just not showing the Western Conference Finals.
That's right. Not going to show. And if the Portland Trail Blazers should happen to make the NBA Finals, they will not be showing the NBA Finals in Turkey. So, I mean, you can say what you want about America and how you don't like it, and there's things that you don't like about it, obviously. But, man, could you imagine being penalized and not being able to watch the NBA and the games you want to watch over there because you spoke out against the government? That would absolutely stink. I think we take a lot of our freedoms here for granted at times. Let's shout it out.
There's an NBA contracted with people to tweet,
mm-hmm.
right? So they had a contract with someone to tweet in Turkey about the NBA,
mm-hmm.
and they fired them because they were leaving out Enes Kanter highlights, apparently. Too.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, so yeah. Like you need to recap the entire thing of what's going on in the entire league.
Right.
So they weren't, and so they're like, out.
Portland won last night. A gentleman scored 40 points, yeah. Redacted name here.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what they were doing, the pilots?
If you're planning a trip to Turkey,
wait till the NBA Finals is over.
Yes, that is correct.
You won't be able to be kept up to date should Portland make it into the finals. Let's shout it out. 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line today, Ryan. What do we got?
That was a good song. Turkey song.
It was, yeah.
Has Adam Sandler put out a CD in a while?
No, I don't think since that CD. I mean, I don't know.
No, he had two of them, didn't he?
I think you're now just putting out tracks on iTunes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. Let's see. Text line 69306. 816. Car drivers should make their own hand sign like motorcyclists. Peace sign. I've been on board with this for a long time. My wife drives a Versa. Anytime that we drive by a Versa, I throw up a V out the window. And I also try to get the love from the motorcyclists, but they never give it. I do the little hand out to the side thing. They never give the love. There's no reciprocity with this.
Do you find many Versa drivers giving you the love back?
I think they're confused.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Is this something you created, or when you bought that Versa, did the dealer say, now, when you go around, flash the
no,
V?
No, it's not like the Saturn family.
What did they do? That's gone.
Yeah, they used to have, like, family picnics and
stuff. That family ended. Yeah, that family went away.
estranged now? Is that what it is? Josh, you drive a Jeep. There's a Jeep thing.
There's a little Jeep wave, yeah.
What do you do?
You waved everybody.
What's the wave?
You wave. Give him a little nod.
So that's kind of the V.
It's kind of two-piece. Yeah.
I've told you before, it really pisses me off that nobody's even bothered to explain this Jeep thing. They're just like, you wouldn't understand.
You just wave at other Wranglers. That's the thing.
Very,
very, very polite group of
Is there like a W sign you give them for Wrangler? Or?
No. 913 says anyone who turns the dial on shouted out's a nincompoop sandwich.
Oh, wow.
I get with that.
I like that. That's a good one.
775 next on Seinfeld, the mystery of the name of the 7-Eleven guy. That's life. That's why Seinfeld was so popular.
Exactly, because everybody dealt with dilemmas like they faced all the time. Now we just have cell phones that solve everything. Why don't you just call down to that 7-Eleven and go, hey, what's your name?
Or
would you like me to do that?
Yes!
If you think he's changed shifts, say, hey, what's the guy that's there before you?
Yeah.
And he was really nice.
As soon as the segment's over, call him down there, Ryan. Get the information.
I'm not going to do your heavy lifting for you.
Well,
I'll get the information. But I'm going to make you verify it with me.
Okay.
Like, I'll get the name, and then tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I'll go in there and ask. Yeah,
And then we'll compare notes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, I like what we've done here.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Do neighbors want your lawn to look great to benefit the neighborhood or crappy so they look superior?
They want you, in Johnson County especially, they want it to look good so you make their neighborhood look good. Yeah, so which is why I don't really care what it looks like.
I honestly don't care. Cut your grass.
I could care less how green it is.
You got dandelions and it's a little brown. I don't care. Whatever.
pH in your soil. Even though I did throw the grass pad fertilizer down, my lawn looks great right now. I'm not going to lie. All the rain, all the fertilizer. It's unbelievable. One application, boom, done. I'm not out there for hours, though, like working in the yard like my father
used to. Tilling
the land? Oh, my God. My dad got red thread one time in his yard, and you would have think the world ended. Red thread.
Really? Did you know that that's the name of the union for prostitutes?
I did
Holland.
Not know that. No. Is it really?
Yeah, it's called the red thread.
Oh, the red thread in your lawn is bad. It's like a red thread weaves its way in your lawn.
The red thread in Holland is good. It keeps you from getting syphilis.
All right.
Soft taco or crunchy?
I'm a soft taco guy.
I'm a double decker guy. So yes is the answer.
All of it.
How about a hard shell taco smeared with refried beans and then a soft shell stuck to it?
That's a double decker.
Yes. I think you just invented it.
You just invented the double decker taco.
Oh, sweet. I like that.
816 wants to know what's the origin of the my wife thing.
Borat.
I just like 10-year-old jokes.
Are we aged out of Borat now?
I mean, it's...
I'm not.
It's like 15 years old,
I know.
Right?
07, I think, is when it came out.
What?
Yeah, I think 06 or 07. The movie. Now, the TV show, when the character was Ali G, was before that. So that's... The character's probably a good 15 years old, but the movie's probably 13 years old right now.
785 says, wish my wife would flash the V.
Yeah.
that's inappropriate.
My wife.
Let's see. What instrument drops the panties the most? I would say the piano.
Yeah, it really does.
Either that or the pan flute.
Mm-hmm. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. That's why he's called the piano man, not the guitar man.
Guitar
could be good, too. I think guitar is a close second.
I mean, you think Billy Joel was just slaying at an irregular rate?
Oh, God, yes.
He was married to Christie Brinkley.
Yeah. You know who he's married to now or getting married to now? There's a lady on the Food Network, really young, cute.
Paula Deen?
No. I can't think of her name right now, but he's marrying this girl that's on the Food Network right now. She's like in her 20s or early 30s. Billy Joel just turned 70 the other day. Congratulations, Billy.
I'd marry Lydia Bastianich, but just for the food.
Oh, just for the food would be good, yeah.
She really gets in.
She's in town a lot. We can fix up a day for you to go meet her.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you play with my emotions. What's that other really skinny chick on the Food Network that kind of looks like Rachel Ray, but like super skinny? I don't know. I'll figure it out in the break.
Carl.
By the way, I know about this iTunes thing. I don't know. I don't understand what the podcast thing is. I unplugged it. I plugged it back in. I turned it off. I turned it back on. That's above my pay.
I have an
right
issue
now.
With iTunes and the podcast?
I've sent an email. Yeah, apparently it's not loading to the app either.
Katie Lee. That's who he's marrying. Katie Lee on the Food
Network. Go to 610sports.com, the on-demand section. It's usually there.
Mm-hmm.
Or was married to Katie Lee. Now he's married to Alexis Roderick.
Roderick?
How many times? Billy Joel's been married 4 times?
At least.
Elizabeth Weber, Christy Brinkley, Katie Lee, and Alexis Roderick.
I mean, if the piano is just... If it's leading to you really doing well in the boudoir, then why get married? Why tie yourself down?
Well, that's what I've always asked athletes.
You think Elton John gets a lot of chicks?
Yes. He can play the piano too, man. Have you ever seen him do Rocket Man?
That Liberace was
Rocket
really...
Man, burning at the fuel up here alone.
Running through him like Drano, I believe is what the
Liberace kids say. Was really good. I was Liberace for the talent show one time. Had a candelabra and everything on the piano.
Clegg was done with this segment 5 minutes ago.
You're not a nincompoop if you tuned away. That is today's edition of Shout It Out. Our key play coming up. Thinking too much pitch, not enough this. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Time for the key play brought to you by Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio in the Crossroads. Open breakfast, lunch can cater. Breakfast and lunch as well. Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Nicky Lopez, of course, had his debut last night for the Royals. Another rook is doing good things. How about a twofer from Junior?
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. drives his second ball into the night. That ball is gone! Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with his second major league homer on the same night.
There you go. Two home runs same night for the Jays' new star, Vlad Guerrero Jr. Two home runs last night, his first two in the bigs.
You want a mind-blowing stat right now? Not a stat, but a mind-blowing fact right now for that home run last
sure,
night?
Sure,
right. He became the youngest member of the Blue Jays to hit a home run. Do you know who was the youngest member of the Blue Jays to hit a home run before Vlad Guerrero Jr. did it last night?
Tony Fernandez.
That's a good pull. I like that name. That's a good one. Really nice shortstop back in the day. Ryan, you want to guess?
No, not even.
Just take a pull.
No.
Take a pull. Come on.
Roberto Alomar.
It's not. No, not Roberto Alomar. You ready for this one? Be sitting down.
I am. You can see that.
I know. Be ready for this one, all right? This is going to mind blow you.
Why are you Ryan Seacresting this?
This is going to be one that you talk about at the water cooler today.
And we'll tell you next.
After the break.
No.
Fesco in the morning.
No. We're not going to break. Don't confuse the people. All right, you ready for this
yes.
one? You ready? I want natural reaction, okay? I want the natural reaction. Danny Ainge.
What? Wow.
Danny Ainge was the youngest Toronto Blue Jay to hit a home run before Vladimir Guerrero.
Congratulations, Danny.
How about that? Did you know Danny Ainge played for the Toronto Blue Jays? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because a lot of people are going, he played for the Blue Jays?
That's right.
Yes, he did.
Two sports star,
yes,
forgotten about.
That's Danny exactly Ainge. Right. Danny Ainge, the youngest player to have hit a home run
for
the Blue
Danny
Jays.
Danny Ainge, yes. The basketball guy.
The basketball player, Danny Ainge.
Yes.
The youngest player to hit a home run for the Blue Jays before Vlad Guerrero did it last night twice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge, man.
Guerrero's fun to watch. He swings the bat hard.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah.
I mean, he really is a lot of fun to watch, man. And you're right about swinging that bat hard. He looks like he's going to crank one on every single pitch, right?
Go watch some of his minor league.
They're insane.
It's just stupid.
It's like his dad times 10, it seems like. Like, the old man could hit a pitch that was anywhere near home plate. We used to joke, you know, back in the day when I was out there every day covering the Royals, like, you could bounce a ball in the other batter's box and Vlad Guerrero was going to swing at that thing and put it over the wall. Like, that guy had no idea what pitch selection was about, but boy, he could hit a ton. He was a lot of fun to watch, and the kid's already off to a fun start as well.
This comes from the Sun across the pond, Fesco.
Mm-hmm.
Mythbuster, says the Sun. Men don't think about sex every 7 seconds. We're more likely to be thinking about football instead. Almost 65% of lads admitted to thinking about football more than sex.
Wait,
a new study has revealed.
Football.
Well, it comes from England. I don't think they're talking about the NFL here.
Right.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Football.
They're thinking about football more than they do sex, with just 8% of lads admitting they think about romping all the time.
Right.
Love how stuff's written over there.
We should start saying lads more often.
We should, and romping.
Lads and romping in one article. The results are part of a recent survey by, get this, Illicit Encounters. I'm sure that's a, is that like the Ashley Madison of England? To uncover
what happens when you romp.
The biggest sex myths for both men and women. It's often thought that blokes with large feet or hands will have a bigger manhood, but there's no scientific link between the two. Man, they're just breaking down all these myths.
Every myth. They got the top 10 myths they busted here.
Did they break that if you don't use it, you lose it?
No.
That's still true.
That is still true, Jay.
So they're saying they think about football more than sex.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
In London town.
I can honestly say I do not think about the Chiefs more than I think about sex.
And I would like say that's false.
I feel like I think about football more than sex.
You do?
Absolutely. Well,
you do?
We do it for a living.
But we talk about it. Doesn't mean I'm thinking about it.
You should
probably work on that then.
I mean, you know what? Right now,
I'm thinking about sex right now.
How have you gotten this far in your life not thinking?
It's not that hard, man. Like, I'm thinking more about sex right now than I am the
Chiefs.
Another
myth buster.
You're thinking about sex while you're sitting in a room with two other dudes.
I'm not thinking about you.
It's weird.
I'm not thinking about you. I looked at some of, you know.
He was bored.
Yeah, right. I was bored, you know. Like, oh, there, you see a pretty lady. Like, oh, okay, I think about sex. I mean, let's talk about sex, baby. There's no song that says, let's talk about Chiefs, baby.
I think I've heard Bink sing it.
Oh, maybe.
We should do that song.
Let's talk about the Chiefs, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about Pat and Tyreek and Kareem Hunt and you and me.
Andy's a perfect rhyme for the end of that.
I was just off the cuff right there, okay?
I was just
off the cuff.
Freestyling, that was good.
I'd like to see you freestyle. Let's talk about sex and change it to the Chiefs real fast like that. You couldn't do that. That's a talent. I'm talent on loan from God.
Man, this hour's been out of control.
Good Lord, man. Reel that in.
Stolen from Rush Limbaugh.
I'd rather go talk to the guy at 7-Eleven. Gotta be honest right now.
By the way, I called and it rang so much it went to their fax.
Well, they're busy. They're making the coffee and, you know, it's busy at this time of day over
busy.
There. Very busy.
Very busy.
Lattes and things going on.
So blokes and lads are thinking a lot about football.
Yeah. 65% think about football more than they do about sex. And it says the top 10 male sex myths, which I think is very interesting. Men think about sex every 7 seconds. Big hands, as you mentioned, big feet, big manhood. You'll play badly at sports when having sex the night before.
Of course.
Now, how about that? That's a big time myth, right? It does. Like, soccer teams ban that during the World Cup. Oysters make you randy. Women peak later than men.
We definitely have to adopt British slang.
We do, right? We definitely do. We absolutely have to.
Randy.
Men have never cheated on their partner as a top 10 sex myth.
What?
Wow. That's a wow.
Blokes.
Wow.
How have they passed that myth off in England?
I don't know.
Well, it's a well-known fact. Men never cheat.
Never cheat. Myth.
Blokes.
Mythbusters. Top 10 female sex myths. Women never cheat, too, is also a sex myth for women. So there you go.
They think about football, too?
No.
Over there?
No.
Across the pond?
No, they do not.
What is going on?
What? All right.
I'm just getting over Bob Saget earlier.
Your chance to win blank. We have a 7 o'clock hour prize straight ahead.
Oh, yeah.
We give stuff away at 7, 8, and 9 o'clock each and every day. And much like this show, leave them wanting more next.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Fesco in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.